Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everybody. We're back to continue our ride through
the Fast Saga.
You better believe
it,
Mason.
Which is what it's called now, the Fast Saga. How do you feel about that?
I didn't know that, or I did know it and I forgot it, or it doesn't matter at all.
It absolutely does not matter. But it's nice to be in the midst of a saga, isn't it?
It's always good to be in a saga. And it's always good to leave a like on a video. Because what we're really going to be focusing this week on...
The Leave a Like saga.
Well, this is.
We're in two sagas right now.
We certainly are.
Oh, my God. It's an epic journey. Are people going to leave a like? Hope so.
You didn't even know you were in another saga.
Double saga.
But it's always good to be in a saga.
Yeah.
But really, the thing that we are going to laser focus on this week, and it might not be what people think it's going to be. What is it, Mason?
It's how red this movie is. Here's the thing. Both of us rented this movie on Amazon Video.
Yep.
And we watched it on our televisions. Mm-hmm. And something's wrong. Something's wrong with it. And it's weirdly massively oversaturated in every frame.
It's insane.
Why aren't people talking about this? But then you played it later on your laptop and you're like, it's fine.
It's fine on my laptop. The same version, because obviously you can switch between the two, is fine. I also then rented it through YouTube. It's fine. It seems to be specific televisions.
And specific streaming platforms. Are we the only two people in the world this has happened to happen to?
And if people are wondering what it looks like, I filmed it on my phone because I don't know how else I can capture this from my TV.
James, I hope you've recorded enough footage for me to go through all these jokes that I wrote about how red the movie was before I realized it's not that red in all the other formats. Here we go. James, this movie is so painful to look at. Did they leave the film canisters in a hot car all day with the windows up? James, this movie is what it would look like if a movie could get sunburned. James, this movie is the English backpacker in their first month in Australia of movies. I have 100 of these. This movie is the visual representation of that one source on Hot Ones that immediately makes everybody sick and has no redeeming qualities. You know the one. This movie looks like I got to pick it out of a glass tank at a Chinese restaurant and they boiled it for me at the table. This movie is like a late middle-aged man at the supermarket who's absolutely fuming that he can't get the sale price on something that is not on sale anymore. This movie looks like I accidentally put it in the washing machine with a red shirt and a Pitbull CD. This movie looks like I threw up my Flamin' Hot Cheetos all over a copy of Street Rodder magazine. This movie looks like it arrived in Florida after a long stopover at La Tomatina, the famous Spanish festival of tomatoes. I'll give you one more. This movie is so red that Senator Joseph McCarthy rose from his grave and accused it of un-American activities. But here's the thing, James. There's nothing more American than 500 cubic centimeters of American muscle.
You'd better believe
it. You know what I mean? But anyway, it turns out it's not that red.
It's not that red. Because you told me, you're like, it's really red. And I'm like, okay, I guess I remember it being pretty neon and saturated. And I'm watching it and I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? We both having strokes? Because I Googled it and nobody's talking about this.
I went back and I rewatched Boys in the Hood, which is, to me, the second most famous John Singleton movie.
Sure.
And I'm like, is this his visual style?
Yeah.
Is this what he does? No, fine.
No, it's what somebody did.
Sure.
I don't know. Mm. If somebody has any explanation, we'd love to hear it. If you want to check it out for yourself, I mean, I wouldn't recommend renting this movie necessarily. But hey, it's a wild ride, isn't it, Mason?
Also, nobody in the comments tell us to change our TV settings.
No. We didn't watch it together.
We don't collectively have a TV.
We have different TVs. I went through all of my settings. It literally has never done it on anything else.
Wait. Did we turn off motion smoothing?
It's always off for me. You?
Always on, baby.
Tom Cruise came to my house with a hammer.
Well, Tom Cruise came to my house and had a bigger hammer. So...
Very good.
Anyway, beyond that, what's this movie? This movie is about...
What are we doing? Yeah.
This time around, mm-hmm. Brian O'Connor's back. Paul yeah. Walker. He's turned to crime and he's added big smoke machines to the sides of his car.
Oh boy, has he.
Which I don't know what's the worst crime. The actual crimes or the smoke machines? But this is interesting because at this point they haven't really figured out the formula of Fast and Furious movies, which is you got to have a Paul Walker, mm-hmm. you got to have a Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Yeah, because Vin Diesel didn't want to come back?
Well, I've actually got some information here from Variety. It said Vin Diesel revealed that he turned down a $25 million offer from Universal Studios to return. Diesel reasoned that the premise of the film did not work, stating Universal Studios didn't take a Francis Ford Coppola approach to it.
That's what I remember. There we go.
They approached it like they did sequels in the 80s, 90s, when they would just drum up a new story, unrelated for the most part, and slap the same name on it. They wrote two versions of this, one with Diesel, one without. I think you could mostly just replace, you know, a lot of this with Vin Diesel. Because he's working with an ex-con who's an yep. old friend of his who we betrayed.
Yep, sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Tyrese Gibson acts wildly different than what Vinegar Diesel would. Because, you know, he's so bitter and sour all the time, Mason.
And he acts wildly different to the way Tyrese acts in every other movie, Fast and Furious movie he's
that's
in.
That's a big point of contention for me, Mason, in
again,
the Fast saga.
Again, because they haven't figured out yeah. the formula. Just going back slightly, he turned down $25 million. That's apparently how you know you're a star on the rise. You're like, I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna do Chronicles of Riddick instead.
Yeah, for probably
less.
Maybe. It was kind of his dream project he was on the rise. So, yeah, when was it decided that Tyrese Gibson would be the worst character in the franchise? Because, and that's a bit harsh, but he's like an idiot now, right? He's always yeah. coming in and he's like, what's happening? I don't understand anything. I can't do anything. I don't know anyone. You know what I mean? He's just kind of that. And even in this, though, he loses his half of the race that they do together,
uh-huh.
like quite badly, because he misjudges Nos probably or something, I can't remember.
That's how all the races yeah. are won and lost in these early movies.
But, you know, other than that, like, he's supposed to be cool and, you know, he's real and he's been to jail and all of these things. But there's a moment in the bloopers where he jumps out of his car window after he stops the car and he trips. And I think they went, that's his character now.
Because they looked at the face that he made when he thought he was going to land face first onto the ground, and they're like, yes, please.
This is something, yeah. But other than that, though, we have lost some other people along the way.
Mm-hmm, go on.
Paul Walker's boss, the detective, whose name is...
Brinkley, I think.
Brinkley, there we go. Yeah. Only in two movies. Not dead. I know you like to be like, who can we bring back?
That's what I'm talking about. I've got a list. Mm-hmm. Brinkley's in there.
Yep.
Bilkins, sorry. His name is Bilkins.
Doesn't matter.
Or Christy Brinkley. Bring back Christy Brinkley.
I would love to see
She's got beef against all the Fast Furious crew and Billy Joel. She's going to get them all in one fell swoop. I'm going to say he could come back, wanting yep. revenge. Brian and Roman's nemeses, who are just like two middle-aged Miami retirees. You know those two guys they win the cars yeah. from?
There's a couple of those guys as well,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
there?
Because all right, let's say four of those guys.
they team up like Charlize Theron and presumably John Cena.
That's right, yeah.
To get revenge, mm-hmm. yeah.
The lady police helicopter pilot who loses them in the final chase, she seemed very put out. And I'm like, wouldn't yeah. put it past her to be piloting one of those jet fighters with the magnets that can pick up cars.
Exactly.
In a sequel.
They could have one of those electronic harpoon guns that they have in this movie. James Remar has
James
one.
James Remar. I've written here, look out, the guy from Sex and the City with virility issues has an EMP harpoon gun and he's not afraid to use it. Overcompensating much?
He was originally Hicks. He got fired for drug use. He's done a lot of great work. He's fine now. He's doing great. It's also interesting because we talked about last week how Ja Rule decided not to come back despite a massive pay increase. Mm-hmm. And Ludacris has spoken about landing this role off the back of Ja Rule not coming back. By the way, great get. I think he's good in this movie. And the follow-up ones, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
He's got different hairstyles in every scene, and I enjoy that about
sure,
him.
Sure, yeah.
He said, luckily, Ja Rule was acting stupid. If it wasn't for him doing that, I wouldn't be here. He said this more recently. Now I pull up on a set in Atlanta with a robe and slippers. Please believe. So, you know, what an opportunity, though.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He gets to turn up and do just a lot of nodding from across a car park.
I mean, later he would do a lot of nodding in front of a computer.
Sure, yeah.
But for now, oh my God, the world is his oyster. He could be nodding at anything in these early movies.
Yeah. But I think, though, the villain in this, like you mentioned, is pretty decent. And
it's Cole Hauser, right?
Yeah.
A young Cole Hauser.
Yeah, if Cole Hauser was probably more famous, and not to say that he's not famous, because he's famous and we know who he is. Yeah, I think he's a pretty menacing villain. I actually looked up rat torture. It's a real thing. A rat will really chew through you. I'm like, is this real? It's crazy. It's real. It's real. Another new addition that I'd love to see come back, though.
Go on.
Paul Walker employs the rare double NOS. Yeah. Two at a time, baby.
Two at a time. Who would dare?
Yeah.
Only Paul Walker.
This movie also has one of my favorite lines, I think, from this entire saga. When he's driving with one of those greasy mob guys, the guy goes to him, "You're a good driver, man." And he goes, "Thanks, bro."
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I mean, you know, he's all about fair play. That guy, you know what I mean? This also introduces, I think, the first wacky gadget in a car, right? Mm. Which I think, you know, becomes way more prominent in the most recent ones. But they're like, hey, why don't we put an ejector seat in these cars?
We did.
Why don't we put an ejector seat in there?
What if one doesn't work?
Right?
What if one doesn't work?
I like that scene particularly because Roman and Brian are in two separate cars with different mob guys, and Roman fires off his ejector seat, and he gets on the radio and he's like, "Hey Brian, I got the guy with the ejector seat. I got rid of you. Now you should do your
one."
We
put them in both cars, if you remember.
Push the big button that you're holding. You've been holding for the last several minutes.
Yeah, bizarre. What I'd like about the Brian character in this though, Brian. That. He is fallen out of favor with the law for letting Vin Diesel go. And you know he's down on his luck, but not too down on his luck because he lives on a houseboat, but he's not living in his car. That's a different level of down on your luck hero from a movie. Do you know what
true,
I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like living in a trailer, living in a boat, that's okay. That's like a Lethal Weapon situation. Mm. Living in your WRX or whatever he drives in this. You know, the seat doesn't go all the way back because you've got a can of NOS in the back seat. It's not working for you.
Oh, this cold NOS is so uncomfortable against my neck skin as I try to sleep on it. What is also interesting about that is we never saw that interview scene where he's interrogated about the loss of Vin Diesel in the previous movie, but there was no one there.
Yeah.
He could have lied, but they were like, "Hey, how did Vin Diesel get your car? Did he knock you out? Did he threaten you?" No, I just gave him the keys. Thought he should.
Why did you do that?
Something about his dad or something in a car. And
I think I owed him a car, or he owed me a car.
Yeah, there was certainly some sort of car involved in the deal, and something got hit by a truck
or a car.
Anyway, I'll clear out my desk then. Yeah, yeah. I know the exit. I know where it is.
But here's someone that could come back.
Go on.
Eva Mendes. I've actually written here, should come back. Apparently, she does, though. She's in Fast Five. In a more recent interview, she's in the post-credits. She shows up and she's like, "I've got a mission or something." Or,
but then they don't go on the mission.
No, but Vin Diesel recently spoke to EW and he said, "We'll just wait for 10. Let's just say, I can't do it. The fact that you guys know that the studio is saying, we can't cover all this ground that needs to be covered in just one movie. You can only imagine what is to come." I actually looked up her Fast and Furious fandom wiki page.
She's a customs officer.
Of some sorts, yeah.
That's the mission in Fast Furious 10. They're just at a, like an airport looking at various
fruits. Take your shoes off. You're still wearing your belt. Keys out of your pocket.
I know your enormous pants have fallen down because you took your belt off.
Walk through that weird, horrible scanner that can see your dick. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Though I looked up her wiki. It says personality to be added. We'll see.
We sure will.
The car nerds are back. All I'm saying is, if you're showing up and you're talking about manifolds and fucking tailpipes and whatever,
sure.
If you put everybody is standing around in the outfit of the angry video game nerd, it's just nerds standing around talking about nerd shit is all I'm saying, Mason.
Well, you're not wrong.
If they all had pocket calculators,
sure.
That's a computer disk swap meet.
Yeah. If you flipped any of these cars around and it spelled out the word boobs. Just a bunch of nerds, you know?
Yeah. Here's something that's in this movie, though.
Go on.
Racing, for one, the stare and drive is terrifying and don't do that.
Playing chicken.
No, when he's just staring at Eva Mendes as he's driving.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
I know people who have done that. Don't do it. It's not cool. It's not a cool thing to do.
Was it Barry?
It wasn't my friend Barry.
Okay.
But I wouldn't put it past him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the racing in this, especially the first race, is a bit of a step down. How do you feel?
Yeah, look, there was in retrospect, there was less CGI car action than I remember there being.
Yeah.
There's more real stuff in this. There's a car that gets catapulted into a yacht.
Yeah, the way it's edited, but they do it now. They'd actually launch it, you know? It's just
there
kinda...
is also a scene, it's not as bad as I remember it, but it's a little shaky. But speaking of, there is a scene where Brian and Roman are just in front of the ocean,
yeah,
and it's the worst green screen I've ever seen. You couldn't get out there?
That might
be. It's not the year 2021. You can go out to a beach if you want.
It could also be the version we watched.
Oversaturated. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
They were in a laundromat.
Yeah. I also enjoy that neither of them can fight. There's a moment where they beat up that goon. You know, later they all know kung fu or whatever, and they can all do parkour. They just grab him out of the car and they just start fucking stomping him and spinning on him.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Get a few kicks in at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Just put the fucking boot in, mate. What a movie. When do they start doing dumb stuff? Like, for real?
It must be.
It's four or five. It's a safe drag, right? That's the real tipping point?
Yeah, that's probably... Because... They're doing,
I know there's bits and pieces.
They're doing dumb stuff, like, in 3 and 4.
Yeah.
But it's delivered very earnestly. And I think, yeah, you're right. Maybe 5 is when it starts being delivered with like kind of a nod and a wink. Like, this is crazy what we're doing. It's crazy.
Can you believe this? This is red. This isn't red like that version on Amazon.
I can't believe it.
Do you want some... I was thinking about that moment when they ejected him. They were like, it worked. I ejected him from the car. I wrote that down in my notes.
Your turn now.
Yeah.
You can do it, Brian. You can kill the guy in your car.
Or we'll stomp him.
Yeah.
We'll drag him out and we'll stomp him together.
Yeah, nice.
So,
Is this time for facts?
Yes.
Too fast, too fury acts?
That's good. I had two-wheeled trivia. Yours is better because it's a stunt and you're up on two wheels.
Yeah, that's good.
Too fast, too fury facts is much better.
Factal Knievel.
Sure.
Trivial Knievel.
Man, make them all. Make them all.
Each one worse than the last.
Universal Studios had two different scripts commissioned. The first one featured Vin Diesel. The second one did not. Already talked about that. To keep the feel of the movie interesting, director John Singleton often encouraged actors to improvise during filming. Many of the humorous moments on screen are ad-libbed. Where is that?
Be good to know, wouldn't it?
I watched some behind-the-scenes stuff, and like Tyrese Gibson is pretty funny and pretty charismatic, but there's not any jokes in this, is there?
Can't think of any, no.
Yeah.
Except when they spat on that guy. That was the funniest moment.
Anyways, this, it's not as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know what? It's a low point of the franchise, but it's, you know, it's fine.
I mean, it's... I feel like I'd probably be more critical of the content of the movie if I hadn't seen it as like some sort of weird Wizard of Oz nightmare of a movie. If I'd seen it in like some sort of normal exposure level, maybe I'd be like, something to pick apart the plot and acting. But I just didn't think of it.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm like,
Also, don't tell Amazon because we just want this to... Just leave it.
Just leave it. It's fine.
Just let it be out in the universe.
Yeah.
If you want to post some screenshots, that's fine.
Yeah.
Actually, don't. Just leave it. Just let it be.
Hashtag just leave it. Hashtag just don't. All right?
That's it. Anyways, we'll be back next week for 3 Fast. No one's originals in it. Except at the end, Vin Diesel's in it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it does introduce Han, even though he was in another movie or whatever. We'll talk about it. And some other main players in the Fast and Furious saga.
The saga.
Yeah. But if you do want to see these videos early, which why wouldn't you, Mason? Because you're fast. You want to get to it quickly.
It's Fast and Furious Saga. Mm. It's with a P, though. Saga.
Mm. If you wanted to see this early, though, Mason, all of these videos and bonus podcasts and all the movie commentaries that we do, and they're all compiled in one place with this huge back catalogue of content, which people can get for only paying $9 a month, and it's all there. It's all open to everybody. What would you do?
I'd go to fastandfurious.com. It's probably...
That's our site.
No, we'd go to bigsandwich.co. It's where we've got it all.
I just meant we got in first on Fast and Furious. We owned that domain. Imagine. Oh, my God. I just make it dicks. Just all dicks. With mufflers.
Nice.
Yeah, but if you do go to Big Sandwich and sign up, that is all there, including our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out a day early, the podcast there, doesn't it, Mason?
You better believe it.
Anyways, we hope you enjoyed this. I know we sort of did, but mostly because we watched a weird version of it, I think.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Grabbed our gem, you guys. We'll see you next week. I just went to fastandfurious.com. There's nothing there. Wow, we should buy it. But it's cheap.
I bet it's not.
I bet it's very expensive and not worth our time at all.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.